Welcome back to the Lads Podcast, where we're all about the big engines, the big yarns, and even bigger adventures.
And speaking of adventures, a massive shout out to Jai and Brendan at Black Cat Civil. Without them, none of this would be possible.
That's right. Thanks to Black Cat Civil, we had the unreal opportunity to capture our 2025 Tats Fink Desert Race, and mate, what a ride.
Absolute chaos in the best way. We also teamed up with the legends at Peak Productions to capture the whole experience. From the racetrack, in the pits, behind the scenes, pretty much all the highs and lows of racing.
Yeah, that's right, Stiffy. And now we've got a three-part series coming live for our subscribers over on Patreon. So if you want to see the dust, the dramas, and a few too many questionable decisions, jump over there and check it out.
You will definitely feel like you are riding shotgun with us. So jump onto our Facebook or Instagram page to find the Patreon platform link in our bio.
So again, a massive thanks to Black Cat Civil and Noel from Peak Productions for making this all happen. Rightio, let's get into today's episode.
Yo!
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, girl.
Welcome to the Lads Podcast, where we make all the bad life choices so you don't have to. Grab a tin, kick back, and strap in. It's about to get messy.
Talking about messy. I'm all fucking messy over here.
Yeah, look at you. You're fucking OCD. Fucking look at your cables, getting all your cables in line and shit.
And that's the, I'm sorry if I just turned you down too, Bunny, when you were talking in. I might have fucked that intro up on you.
I don't know if you did, but you were elsewhere. That's for fucking sure. Fucking.
How are you, mate?
Fucking good. Let's grab a tin, bruh.
Oh, hang on. Let me crack that fucking door open, bruh. I'm on the better beer today.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was a pretty solid
crack. I'm on the Stapletons, the CCs.
That was a nice wet longy.
A longy.
Wet longy.
And yeah, that's why I turned around so he couldn't get my cum face. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Happy bum.
Fuck yeah. Fuck. Yeah.
Mm. So it's Wednesday, hump day.
Wednesday.
How's your week been?
Good. Good but bad. Bad but good. Good but bad. Good.
Let's start at the beginning then. Let's go back to your weekend, mate, because I see you posted up a lot of fucking
videos. I've had a bit going on. Yeah.
So it was Carmen's birthday, was it?
Oh, it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Well, today where this comes out.
Happy birthday, Carmen. Tomorrow. Yeah,
happy birthday, Carmen.
Yeah, well, this is your birthday fucking special. This is your present.
This is Carmen's birthday present. Happy birthday. Right, move on. See you, bye.
Actually, speaking of birthdays, I actually have your birthday present here.
Bullshit. Yeah. My birthday's been and gone.
Yeah, I know that, but it was your birthday the other day, so I've actually got you a birthday present.
Did ya? Who's that from? It's, I can see it's mate, from.
It's wrapped in the Country Trucker caps, established in 2019.
So we've got a bit
coming
of.
Coming at ya.
Yeah, right. Oh, okay. So I can probably guess what's in here.
Yeah, I'd like to sort of just open up the other box and just done the big finger at you. But
oh, we got a hat.
Got a hat.
Oh, yes. It's one. It's now one we're 20s. From, yeah, the get yourself checked.
Yep.
Thanks, mate. Did you actually pay for this one?
100%. Well, I paid for this one too. So it's a charity thing. So, I don't mind. I actually bought a few of them. So I hand them out to the kids because they're only going to fucking pinch them anyway. So
Get yourself checked.
I wanted this one to be
mine. So this one's going to stay in the studio. And
it's a studio cap.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go get
blood tests. We actually need to get checked. So I don't know what you're doing this weekend, but it's we should do.
We've got to actually get referrals first. You've got to go to the GP, get a fucking referral. Then you go get your blood.
Can't you just go to the GP and just fucking...
Anyway,
we'll find out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you got to get a referral.
They give you a blood test. And
yeah, then you
get...
Yeah.
Goes back.
So. Yeah. So, yeah. Which I think really, you only got to ring them up these days and say, hey, I want to get a blood test done, rah, rah, rah.
We'll do it together and,
two mates,
make
one
the world
dream.
A better place.
Don't die shy. Touch your balls.
Yeah,
fuck yeah.
Good looking caps too, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and they've actually got the sunglass holder.
That's fucking
as well.
Sick.
See that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Thanks, mate.
Mate, happy birthday to you and happy birthday to your Carmen tomorrow. So
today when this comes out. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Tomorrow, today, yeah.
Part of her birthday present was big shout out to Jay,
yep,
who's been on the potty before, from Hot Air Ballooning, Bodesert, or Gold Coast, actually. It's called Hot Air Gold Coast, but they're based in Bodesert. He's been on the podcast before with Jay's episode. I can't remember what number it was, but go back and listen to Jay's if you're keen. And anyway, I lined it up with Jay, and we went out. So Saturday morning, it was like sparrow fart too, because he gave us a little bit of a VIP treatment, as in, you know, we didn't have to catch on the bus and then get chauffeured around the bus. We actually went straight to Jay.
Yep.
And he just gave us a little behind the scenes bit of a look into ballooning.
And there's a fair bit going on before they don't just rock up the trailer and just go put some hot air in it.
And for him, it was actually not a standard morning. We had a little storm cell, even though it was no rain, lightning or thunder. It was just this little bit of a weather pattern that came through at around 3:30, 4 o'clock when we were putting helium balloons up.
Yep.
And the winds were actually going every direction. He's like, yeah, this is a bit of a tricky morning.
It's going to be interesting.
But by the time we actually set the balloon up and got things going, and the sun was coming up, it kind of, on, like he just said, it'll die down. And it did. It just went away.
It's a man that knows weather.
Oh, he knows exactly what's going on, because I put the balloons
it's
up.
It's his job.
The little balloons, the helium ones, and I'm like, right. And I said to him, have you had, because this, the last one they put up was just, it got into this wind and just took off. And I'm like, have you ever had to can? He's like, yeah, we've had to can just for safety reasons.
Yep.
I'm like, he's like, no, the winds will settle. He looked at the radar and he looked at his winds. He's like, yeah, it's going to settle in probably 10, 15 minutes. And I'm like, really? Anyway, fucking bang on.
Yep. Well, that is his job. He's a very professional.
By the time he put the balloon upright,
yep,
hardly a breath of air, we went up and just drifted off nicely and just drifted around. It was like he just nailed it.
Did you actually go over our place?
No, I went actually over my place.
Yep.
Yeah, so we took off sort of west of Wood Hill, sort of out near Undulla, the start of Undulla area, and come across Bromelton and then across sort of Bodesert, across the race course, and then dropped it out in the paddocks out the end of like 3 mile lane.
Nice, yeah, because my dogs hate hot air balloons, hey.
Yeah.
They just fucking go off every morning. And the first couple of times I've done is run outside and naked still and just look out, back inside now. Not that they'd see anything anyway. So
that was my first ballooning one. Jay, thanks again, mate, for putting up with us and taking us up and letting us get some specky photos. So anyone that wants to do ballooning, if you've been up before and you want to go again, highly suggest Jay from Hot Air Balloon Gold Coast. He's based out here at Bodesert, Scenic Rim. Just fucking awesome.
Yep, we'll try to put a link up in our socials and that as well for you. So if you need
definitely
to do it, go do it.
So it was good. That was an early start to Saturday morning, and then I still went, by the time we landed, went for brekkie, then I went to work because, you know, it's all early in the morning.
Perfect.
So that was good, mate. And then we went down the Gold Coast and had a bit of fun down there over the weekend.
Yeah,
so
I've seen you on the e-bikes, having a bit of
how good are e-bikes,
mate? It's great, isn't it?
Just
it's a great exercise, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's my exercise program.
Well, yeah. I went for a swim in the ocean this weekend too. Holy fuck, when did the icebergs arrive on the Gold Coast?
Bit cold, was it?
Like, I've been swimming up the sunny coast only like 2 weekends ago.
Yep.
Warm as.
And in Bowen as well. Bowen.
And then the water at the lakes with the boys when we went away.
Oh, it was perfect temperature, wasn't it?
Fuck me.
Yeah.
There must have been an iceberg floating around out there because, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And we were hot as fuck. We actually fell asleep in these hammocks, and it was in the shade at one stage. Like, the Gold Coast got those high rises, so the building created shade. Well, half hour later, someone picked the building up and moved it.
Moved around.
Fucking full sun, and we're just getting smashed by sun. And we're like, fuck, let's go and have a swim. So we were cooked, you know?
Yep. That's probably why it was so cold.
Oh, put the pinkies in the water. I'm like, no.
Then once it gets to the knees and the next temperature gauge.
I backed out and went, no, I'm not going swimming. I went, really? You know when you really want to go swimming and then you're like, it cleans me out. Like all the snot out of my gunner, like out of my nose and just, it just feel like, I just love it. Anyway, so Karma's just like, well, fuck you, I'm going in.
Yep.
And I just went, yeah.
Yep.
So she was just fucking straight out. I'm just like.
Sad to put your big boy pants on. Off you went.
Damn it, you did that. So I had to do it. Anyway, so I did. Anyway. It was good. So how was your weekend?
I can't actually remember what I'd done the weekend. I think I'd done a lot of recovering and stuff. So, just sat on the lounge chair.
Did ya?
Yeah, still trying to get over this Ross River virus fever.
Mm-hmm.
So a bit of relaxing and, yeah, not much to report on from me. So
yeah, right.
Fucking very boring weekend. Just live my life through you.
Are
fucking hot air ballooning, fucking e-biking and, yeah.
Yeah. So. This week, though, it's already Wednesday afternoon, so it's more than halfway, right? We've only got 2 days to go.
Yeah.
I woke up Monday morning. Was it Monday morning? Or Saturday with, you can either call it double S syndrome or triple S syndrome. This way, I'll call it double S syndrome. Fuck, I've had it before and I think I've spoken about it on the potty before.
Double S syndrome, I've not heard
of
this.
Yeah, double S. Hit me hard.
Big.
Yeah.
Talk to me. What is this double, what's the symptoms?
Sore shoulder.
Sore shoulder?
Yeah, as in not a torn ligament, what's the fucking thing, what word I'm looking for? Not a ligament, a...
Tendon?
No, what's the other one?
Ligament?
Fuck, I've got...
Tendon, no, bone, muscle, cartilage, knee, hip, shoulder, I've got no idea.
Hang on, I'm going to press pause for a sec. Okay, I got it. Fuck me, that... I just had a moment.
Oh, mate,
Is that a seniors moment?
Mate, if you're actually sitting there watching along, which you'll be able to watch along if you're on Patreon. It was like a word game. It's got like three syllables, fucking undoing the fucking movies.
I've done a mischief with a nerve. I've
done a nerve. Had a nerve.
Yeah, damage. So right there in my shoulder, it's actually pretty good today. I've been dosing up on Nurofen and Voltaren.
Yep.
But double S syndrome is Spooner's shoulder syndrome.
Oh, you got laid on.
No, I laid on myself. Yeah. So when you're laying in bed on your side.
Yeah, big spoon, little spoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on my right side. So my right shoulder's down in the mattress. And I remember going, oh, I'm a bit uncomfortable. So I laid on my back. I'm like, that shoulder's a bit fucked up. Anyway, fast forward a couple of days, I couldn't lift my arm.
Yeah.
I was like, So anyway, I've been dosed.
It's real.
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing, yeah.
Spooner's shoulder.
Yeah, Spooner's shoulder.
Is a real thing.
Let us know your fucking sleeping injuries. Please. I'm the same though, but I can't actually sleep with both my hands behind my head. Like, I can do that now.
Yeah.
Before leaving for ages. Sleep like that. And then it is fucking, like, takes fucking 3 minutes to get the fucker down.
Oh, it just, yeah, like, yeah. It goes to sleep. There. Like, yeah, it, yeah, yeah, I have that.
Yeah.
So I've changed
like
my pillow.
I've got a fucking question or something like that. Like,
yeah. Well, last night I changed to a different pillow and like a fatter pillow to keep not my head. Well, anyway, just a different position. And I woke up this morning a bit better.
Yep.
But it's a real thing. Mm. Spooner's shoulder.
Spooner's shoulder.
Wow. When you're that's doing the big spoon, little spoon, it can be dangerous.
I'm keen on listening to anyone else's.
I'm wondering.
Sleeping fucking.
Yeah. Is there anyone out there that's had a long-term injury? Like, have you lost an arm? Like, it could be a real thing.
Well, there was actually one bloke at work that he reckons, you know, you sort of had the sayings, my girlfriend was that ugly, all those sorts of fucking sayings and shit. Yeah, so fucking Kato came up to me and said to me one day, he said, fucking, I had a girlfriend one day, or just one time, and she was that fucking ugly, I used to take her to work.
What?
What did you fucking take her to work for then if she was that fucking ugly? He said, I couldn't bear to kiss her goodbye.
Oh.
She was that ugly.
Oh, God.
Fucking how good, though.
Yeah, how good's that? That's fucking great. But so anyway,
that ugly, I had to fucking take her to work because I couldn't kiss her goodbye.
She rolled over, I had to gnaw my own arm off to fucking get out of there.
We've all had those stories, haven't we?
Fuck yeah. So that's my injury for this week. So I'm coming off last week. I was sick a little bit. This week I've had an injury. So I'm like, am I just getting old?
Have you been to the gym?
No.
Not at all.
No.
These are not excuses, are they, or anything like that?
Well.
Everything's an excuse.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, I haven't been in the gym.
So I've actually been doing night shift. So I started Sunday night shift. And last night I was coming home and I put the radio on because the truck that I was in didn't have a fucking Bluetooth connection to listen to podcasts and that.
Yeah.
And Ned Brockman was on.
Oh, yeah?
Mate, the most uncomfortable challenge is on.
Challenge.
The uncomfortable challenge. So you've sort of just got to do something that makes you uncomfortable.
What's he doing?
Well, he's actually injured at the moment. So I think he was actually riding a push bike or something like that. So, but yeah, you can do it in any which way you fucking want. I suppose you could have Spooner's shoulder. You could probably sleep like that. That's uncomfortable. So
Yeah.
So there's that challenge. But he was sort of saying that you've got to make yourself uncomfortable to get out and do stuff. So Yeah, I think about it a lot.
That's far as you go.
So one day it'll happen.
Yeah, but aren't you doing something this weekend, you and Tommy?
Heading out. We might be going to go for a bike ride. So, yep. And I just got a message just before we rocked up here. The wife wants to come as well. So.
Oh, chuck her on the back.
Chuck her on the back.
That's the go.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yep. So
we'll, are you taking your Beamer or are you taking the Hog?
Well, if I take the wife, I'll probably take the Beamer. So
yeah.
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 A bit more comfortable for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, that's the go.
Yeah.
Very good. Fuck, it happened last night. It's the first time I've ever had it happen in at an event. Went to a pub last night down in Brizzy. Actually, better beer. Fucking hell. On tap too. Yeah. Boom.
How good.
Fuck, it was good.
Shout out, better be.
Fuck, it was good. But my very first blowout, plugger.
Oh.
Like, I've had blowouts at home where you're just walking around the yard and you just go, you think nothing of it. But when you're out and about at an event and you lose a plugger or you blow a plugger, then you've got...
So how bad? Like, was it just the bottom part that come out? She's fucking snapped.
The strap.
She's no good.
Strap broke.
She broke.
So the plug bit was still in the thong.
Were you in Logan?
No.
Oh, fuck. I was going to say, just fucking kick down the fucker off and walk around. No, I was actually
in Manly area.
Oh, like, yeah. You can't be walking around thongless.
Well, no.
No,
she's fucking... I was walking around with one thong that was good and one thong that wasn't, and it was kicking out sideways. So I just looked like a fucking retard. I'm like,
well, I'm not going to say, no, be kind.
I just raw dogged it. Like, I wasn't going to just throw, I had nothing else to do. So the plugger was 90 degrees to my foot.
Yeah.
So it was just,
fucking, just fucked. Just flapping around.
Have you ever had a blowout, like, in the most not so good area, or like, as in most inappropriate time?
Yeah, but different story altogether. Oh,
is it?
Yeah, no, thongs, mate. Yeah, fucking, I will not wear fucking single pluggers to fucking fishing.
Oh, you won't wear single?
Yeah, because I grew up in the fucking, in the Riverina, where there's fucking rivers and big steep banks and shit, mate. Like, you can't put your life in the hands of a fucking
single
plugger thong. You got to wear doubles when you're going downhill.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think I've had anything
but
major.
Your plugger to croc ratio now these days, it's more on the croc side, aren't you?
Well, no, I've got fucking thongs on again
now.
Fuck,
you do too.
I've actually got a matching pair on today too. Some Makuta ones.
Oh, you have? The last few months you've been wearing a black one and a white one.
Black one and white one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you get some good comments
too.
So
are the crocs just inside now? Are they inside things?
They have a moment. Like, if I can find them, I'll put them on. Like, fucking anything like in our house, if I can find it, I'll fucking wear it. So, and that's why I put these fuckers on. So, these were actually given to me on the job site the other day.
Are they Habbies?
These are Makita.
Oh, they are too.
They're single pluggers, aren't they?
They are single pluggers.
Yeah, so you don't wear these fuckers fishing.
No.
At all.
Just around the flats.
Oh, so thongs. There's fucking thongs, apparently Australian-made ones, on Facebook at the moment. They've got like a big boomerang fucking attachment on the bottom of it so it doesn't pull through.
Oh.
$50.
Oh, my God. Hey, did you see Bot from Bundy was at that party there a couple weekends ago? See his pluggers? They had
the bottle opener.
The bottle opener on the bottom. Yeah. And we both said the same thing. What happens when you stand in dog shit? You use the other plugger.
Yeah, no, it was actually good catching up with Bot from Bundy. We actually had a good old fucking yarn. I don't know if we can remember half of it, but it was fucking, we were yarning, that's for
sure.
Well,
he's heavily featured on today. So today's a bit of a call-in episode and he's rung a few in.
God, copy.
Yeah, good lad. Oh, last thing I've got before we get into
I've got a couple of things before the call-in.
Well,
so.
you go.
But is it Storm?
Yeah.
He's into the finals.
He's into the finals.
Yep, into the finals. So, mate, fucking local homegrown fucking boy.
Yep.
We're keeping him as well. So,
yeah.
So, well done to you, mate. You and Justin and the whole team. So, it's not just you two.
Yeah.
It's the whole team that makes that happen.
Over in Saudi Arabia at the moment.
Yeah, hopefully we can get you on probably before the fucking final.
Yeah, I don't know when his next fight is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to look at those dates and have a bit of a geese. But, yeah, well done. Again, but it's a Storm. So Dylan, absolutely fucking nailing. I've watched part of his fight, or nearly all of his fight.
Yeah.
You're
looking good.
Fucking.
Mate, fucking looking real good.
Absolutely. He's on the right track.
Yep.
Absolutely is.
The only other thing I've got is, remember we were talking about the fucking Storm signs? So the mare's tails and
that's
fucking,
what I was about to talk about.
Oh, was it?
Yeah,
sorry to steal your thunder.
No.
Yeah, fucking the Storm. So, yeah.
Yep.
It happened. It sort of happened. Like, there was fucking forecast with all the fucking doom and gloom. The world's going to end. emails, fucking text messages, fucking storm cells, nothing. We got four meals, I think.
So. Yeah. But that was Saturday afternoon. That Saturday morning, I sent you guys a video of the jet streams. Yeah. Like that morning, I was like, well, is there something coming? And they were predicting rain, but yeah, it happened.
It happened. So yeah, it obviously didn't happen at my place, but yeah, there was like Cedar Grove and that. They copped a fucking a huge hailstorm. So.
Yes. Yeah. The other thing I've got is, you know how we're talking about, when you see storm cells or what are they, mare's tails or the cactus flower?
Yep.
The council. The council have just fixed the road near my place up to my dad's, my brother's dairy.
Yep.
It's a fucking single lane bitumen and then it's got dirt shoulders. And every time it fucking rains, it just wrecks the shoulders, like fucks it. They have just fixed it this week.
So it's going to rain.
So it's going to rain. It's going to fuck it within a week or two.
Well, 100%. I know what they can fix. They can fix Flagstone Creek fucking road.
Oh, that's fucked too.
Mate, there was traffic on it today. Like, it was fucking, I was behind like fucking five cars.
Yeah, right.
Going very fucking slowly after I washed my car too. So
yeah.
Dirt road. The potholes are they're fucking real. They're fucking.
Oh, you'll lose a fucking small child in one of them.
100%.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, the council, they've just fucked. They've fixed the road, but it's only going to be fucked.
Yeah. It'll be fucked in a couple of days. Yeah. So.
Looks amazing right now. I'll give it a fucking week and it'll be fucked again.
Yep. As it is.
So that's my next, why the big rains are coming.
Right, yeah. Let's get into some fucking call-ins then.
Yeah, mate. Let's get into a couple. I've got, here we go. We'll go for the first one.
Hey, Barney and Stiffy. Bot from Bundy here.
Hey, bot.
Fucking awesome day today. Hey, guys.
Yep.
Hey, I was listening to your pod the other day about Stiffy with his girly wee.
Sitting the pool.
A mate I used to share a house with, and let me preface this with, I have not witnessed this procedure.
Oh, here we go.
And for the sake of the story, we'll call him Kim. And has a massive cock. He used to walk through the house, mate, and you know, your impression is, fucking hell, did that grow on you or did you grow on that? Yeah. But anyway, because he used to love getting it out.
Oh, you would.
But he reckons when the middle of the night, you've been having some biology and you need to have a piss and you've got a full mongrel, he reckons he does what you call, well, he calls it the giraffe. So he actually backs up to the toilet, bends over, hooks the bell in on the rim, and then lets the flow go.
The giraffe!
The old giraffe, fuck. Eh? I suppose it's a giraffe having a drink, I suppose, isn't it?
Well.
I've always
that's because he can't, it's that big and he's got a stiffy still that he can't bend it down.
Yeah, so he's got to fucking reverse in.
Bend over.
Yeah, lock her in and just pee.
Rest it up against.
Yeah, so backwards.
So he's not sitting.
So he's going to sit, but yeah, he's sort of like a semi-squat.
Yeah.
That's what I'm picturing anyway. Send us a photo anyway, bot. Yes, you have fucking seen it too.
Oh, well,
and his name was probably Kim
but that's,
too.
That's also being considerate because he's not going to make a loud noise because it's now running down the porcelain.
I've often thought about doing a handstand to sort of like when you wake up with a mongrel.
And then to piss.
And then to pee, yeah.
It's going
to
piss all over your face.
Well, not really, no. If it sticks out a little bit, so just fucking... Yeah, just handstand, like rest your feet up against the wall or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, that's not silly if it works, is it?
Can you try it?
Fucking give mate, if someone can give it a go. Actually, Gerald, Boots, can you give us a fucking... Give us a fucking lock that one in for us, will you?
Yeah. Put it up on the private, the group, the lads. Yeah,
just send it
the
to lads group. Stiffy straight away.
No, put it up on the group.
I want to see.
Without your dick in it.
I want to see if it works.
The giraffe, though.
The giraffe.
That's real.
Mm.
I've never heard of the giraffe.
No.
I can picture it.
Yeah.
Puts the bell end in. Fuck me.
Locks it in.
How good's that?
Well, it's better than peeing on the roof, I suppose, isn't it?
Well, if he's a tall lad and he's got no chance.
Yeah.
You might as well just go outside and piss on it. Like,
you know those urinals that they have, just the single fucking bowl urinals?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen the ones that are really low?
Well, the kiddie ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for me. Hey, just for me. But I walk into the ones at work and I go, fucking just be careful, fellas, those fucking little yellow things are spiky on the bottom.
So you put your balls on them?
Oh, well, I've only got little short legs.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Got like, a big cock or anything like that. So.
Oh, imagine
them
that.
Spiky things. They fuck, they're sharp.
They're all testy ticklers.
Well, they're not that long yet, but yeah.
No, but in a full-grown adult one, you'd just fucking rest your nuts on it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I do. No.
Thanks, Bot from Bundy. Yeah,
cheers, mate.
There's the giraffe. Anyone wants to play the game giraffe, send them in.
Or give it a go. We'll just fucking see if it works.
Mm. Righto, next one.
Stiffy, Barney, Pink Bits, how are we, boys? It's just the Bowie aircon bloke here.
Hey,
I'm just going to throw some interesting facts out to you. Did you know a cloud, on average, weighs 1 million tons? Identical twins do not share the same fingerprint, and chickens die after having sex. Well, the one I fucked did. Anyways, boys, have a good one. Catch you later. Yep.
Oh, did ya?
Oh, my
did
God.
Did you fuck a chook?
Oh, he had me then?
Yeah.
I was like...
I see you sitting there looking at your hand.
My fingers, yeah. Then he said the chooks. I'm the like, chook, no, yeah.
No, because I've fucking seen chickens fuck and they walk away.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Yeah, obviously not when the boaters at aircon man deals with them.
Fucking, I'll tell you what, when you're out at my place next week, I'm locking up the chickens.
How's that? We're all just talking about rain.
We were. So a million ton.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of...
Yeah, but there's like big clouds, little towels.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. But an average
cloud. How do they weigh them?
Oh, I guess the volume... Well, that's a metric system. That's a volume MC squared.
But if you've got light rain, you got heavy rain, you got ice rain, you got fucking...
You got different densities.
You've got cloud seeding, you've got fucking...
Do ya? Yeah. And how does it stay in the air?
The clouds?
Yeah.
Well, it's just science, mate. Here, actually, I'll show you.
Because, you know, something that heavy should just drop.
Actually, I'll find out for you, actually.
Mm.
Yep.
Well, I think that's the point of it. When it gets to a certain pressure, it then drops.
Yep.
Yeah. And chickens do not die after sex.
Yeah. Well, they do with fucking butters and aircon man does.
Yep.
That's why you got to put fucking hamsters in coffee mugs.
Hamsters?
Mm. Before you have sex with them.
Jeez, did ya? Isn't it called a gerbil?
Well, I don't know. Is it an American thing? Do we have gerbils in Australia?
I don't know.
So the gerbils are the ones that they fucking stick up gay bums. Well, you'd have to be gay. Men's bums.
Yeah.
Do they trim their fucking fingernails?
I don't know. Is it a myth? Does it actually happen?
Oh, fuck it. I would actually be very surprised if it didn't happen.
There's a lot of things that at the hospital, like the emergency department, they would see that has gone all bad for some
people. And it's the most common thing is I fell over in the bathroom and landed on this fucking thing.
The TV remote was in the bathroom.
It's not that. It's like fucking the biggest things. Like they say, I fucking fell over in the bathroom and landed on this. Yeah, you didn't.
That's the thing. Like when you fall over, you pucker up. There ain't nothing going up there.
That's fucking bullshit. Just walk in there going, I was having fun with this.
Yeah, I was experimenting with my anus and it's fucking, it fell in.
Yeah.
Tie something to it. Yeah. A bit of string.
Tether it.
It's not that hard.
In the construction industry, if we're working at heights and that, everything's tethered if we're doing that. So if you're shoving shit up your ass, fucking tether the fucking thing down, nail the cunt to the floor and go, you fucking ass.
Exactly, because if it goes right
and
in...
send
all
your photos
you need,
to Stiffy.
All you need to do then is walk away because it's tethered to the floor.
That's it.
Just fucking walk
just
away.
Walk away.
It just pops out. Oh, doesn't matter what you stick up there then. Tether the fucking thing. It ain't...
Must be in a moment thing. I just can't... I'm fucking lost for words.
Yeah, it must be because like you've got momentum going on and everything's all obviously... They'd have to lube it up, wouldn't they? Or does your body produce lube in your anus?
Oh, I don't know. I'd be fucking, mate, some of the shit that I've fucking seen...
shit you've seen?
Well, yeah, on Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah. It's got to be fucking... You'd have to lube shit up.
Oh.
Yeah. It's that... Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give us a call in if you've lost something up the Uranus.
Fuck, why not?
Because it's happened.
I'll listen to anything.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah. A TV remote, that. But, like, where do they fucking just... I want to go the thought process of going...
Yeah, what was... Why was that such a good idea?
Just sitting there, sitting on the lounge chair, just going, oh, I'm a bit horny. Oh,
what's the first thing you grab?
Oh, fucking... That fucking TV remote's turning me on.
Mm.
I'm going to shove that at my ass.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
Oh, how'd we get onto that? The fucking chickens. Oh, gerbils. So is gerbils a real thing? Is that a real animal?
A gerbil is a real animal, yeah.
And is it the shape of a hamster? Or a
it looks like very much like a hamster, yeah.
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 Just obviously it's small, eh? It's like a rat. Oh, fuck.
Dunno, mate. Mm. Let's do some research.
Yeah, on your phone.
Well, actually, I'm going to fuck your algorithm here shortly, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Righto. Well, let's get to the next one. And by the way, they win a stubby cooler, don't they?
They do, balls. Actually, yeah. Stubby cooler and the cap, actually.
Righto, so and you're picking.
Yep.
There's a few double-ups because we haven't done one of these call-in shows for a while, so thanks to everyone for, calling in.
Yeah, keep them coming.
Keep them coming.
Barney, Stiffy, Tommy Miles here, boys.
Hey,
Tommy.
Just calling on the back of your gratefulness chat sort of thing up on the last episode.
Yep.
About a kind of a week. Roof by trade, so it's getting hot in the old SEQ. Fucking sweating ring outs. Kids are sick. Fucking, I've had enough. We're in a local pub for a couple of quiet beers. Four tickets and local meat tray. And you never guess what?
Yeah.
Oh, on the fucking meat tray!
Yeah,
how
boys.
Fucking good is that?
You.
Spirits are high. Ready to go again. Ring on Monday. Stay stiff, boys.
Fuck yeah, talking about winning a meat tray.
Just one meat tray can change your life.
So let's bring that up because we didn't talk about Friday night last week.
Yeah.
I
did nothing on the weekend. But yeah, no, we went to the fucking Jim Boomer Tavern on
that
Friday.
That was on the Friday night.
Friday night. So I caught up with Noah and you guys and that. So
yeah,
the girls,
yeah.
Which was really nice.
And there was meat trays getting around. Now, they had something like 9 meat trays.
They didn't say that to start off with, though. So they fucking suckered us in a bit.
Yeah, yeah. So we bought a few here and there. Yeah. 5 tickets, $5, $10, yeah. Whatnot. And then what did you do?
So... I didn't win to start off with or anything like that. So we went and played the fucking Nenna's Nintendos and had a fucking little slap on those
fucking
things.
Fucking hell, did you have a slap?
Had a little slap on those things and, I came up a little bit fucking trumps. And then, then we had some more slappies and then we came up a little bit more trumps. And
yeah, we did.
And then we went back out to the fucking table and they were still selling raffle tickets. There's no one there. There was like 3 people, I reckon, left in the bar.
Yeah.
And so I just went, here's $50 fucking.
Give me 50
I'll give
tickets.
Me $50 worth of tickets. Yeah. And I fucking won.
Yeah, you did. Won a meat tray.
So, she said some nice rumps. And that meat tray's gone, by the way.
You would have had a hand to devour
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so I've got a 22-year-old, we call him Jake.
Yep.
he can clean. If you need your fridge cleaned out, he'll fucking come and help.
Oh, that's gold.
So we had that and that was really good. And yes, Noah, the sausages were fucking divine.
Yeah.
Actually, the whole meat tray was really good. Yeah, and what a night, though.
That was good.
It was a really good night.
Yeah, it was a bit of a catch up with the lads and
and the laddesses.
And yeah, it was really, really good. Yeah. So well, Barney knows how you feel, Tommy, with having a shit day, having a shit week.
Yeah.
The only time I've won a meat tray was down the Gold Coast. Staying in a caravan park and went up to one of the pubs and watched. Wasn't a fight. It was like maybe a supercross on a Sunday afternoon or something. Anyway, they were doing meat ruffles.
Yep.
Boom. I won the meat tray and we had to. Push bike ride back down to the caravan park. So I had this meat tray, drunk as fuck, pedaling me deadly treadly. I went around to everybody in the caravan park and told them about 6 times I won a meat tray.
Is that the only meat tray you've won?
Yep.
You have lived a fucking sheltered life.
Well, I obviously don't need. I don't go to the pubs at the right time when the meat raffles are on.
Yeah, I don't know. I sort of if I win a meat raffle. I normally don't go and play the pokies because that's my luck's already gone.
Yeah.
That's just the way I think.
Well, you had a trifecta. Wins on the, slaps and then...
Shh, Nat could be listening.
Oh, she doesn't listen.
Yeah, she won't know.
Yeah, but it was only $2. The only one.
It was. Yeah, it was. No, but it was it was very quickly put together.
Yeah.
It wasn't a lot of notice. And I think those things are normally the best ones.
Absolutely.
A few beers, had a little bit of a feed. And,
it was good.
Done a bit of investing.
Mm.
Didn't we?
It's good. So we know how you feel, Tommy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call in, brah. Yes. I hope you've hope your week got better. It sounds like it got better.
And
it
isn't
was
it amazing that like you can have a shit week, can win a fucking meat tray that you could probably go pay $30-$50 for anyway.
Yeah.
And that changes your fucking...
What part of the meat tray's gone first for you?
Oh, for me? So you seen the one that I had?
Yeah, you had...
So I had the lamb chops.
Yep.
And I had then was...
steaks, there was sausages.
And then rissoles.
Rissoles.
And then the three rumps.
Yeah. So what went first?
The lamb chops.
They went first.
Yeah, so I chucked them straight in the air fryer.
Yeah.
Bit of garlic on top.
Oh, air fryer. Did you? A bit of sprinkle.
Yeah, a bit of sprinkle of garlic and lots of salt and stuff like that. So ate all those.
I've never done lamb chops in the air fryer.
Oh, mate, you can cook anything in the air fryer. Yeah, even I know. Air.
If
you can fry fucking air in
never
there.
Done it in the air fryer.
Yeah, no, mate, it is literally so easy.
Yeah, yeah. Slap them in.
Slap
Have you got one of those liners?
So we've got the silicone liners.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So... It just doesn't make sense to me. I just can't fathom that you can put this floppy, plasticky shit into something that's really hot and it doesn't melt.
Yes, and then it sort of defeats the purpose of having that there because you want the air to circulate.
And you want all the bad shit to go to fall through. Down through. So I've actually seen a hack to actually clean air fryers the other day.
Buy a new one?
You can do that. They are pretty fucking
Throw it out, get a new one.
So, you know, the dishwashing tablets you get?
Kai teas.
Oh, did ya?
Oh, hang on.
Did ya?
Let me get rid of that. Sorry.
Didn't turn your phone off.
Yeah, hang on. End that. Yeah, anyway, keep going.
So, the air fryer. So, you get the dishwashing liquid tablet.
Yes.
That you put in the dishwasher. Put some water in there, chuck it in there, put it on high, cook it all up, then tip it out. It's clean.
Really? So, just on... So, hang on. So, run me through that again.
Okay, so air fryer...
Yes.
Dishwashing tablet.
Yes.
Water. Chuck them all in together. Stick it back in the air fryer.
Oh!
Turn her on. Fucking does its magic.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got the liner, but sometimes I want the liner out of there. Depends on what we're cooking. You know what I mean? Depends on what we're cooking.
We just got in trouble because there was a soft drink can in the alcohol bin.
Anyway, I'll go for a piss. Hang on a sec.
Today's episode is also brought to you by TC Coolers. If you're looking for something unique, some custom gear to make your business stand out or your man cave even better,
then TC Coolers has you covered. TC specializes in custom stubby coolers, air fresheners, drink coasters, trucker haps, and much, much more.
And if you've got an idea, Thomas will make it happen. From design to delivery, he will ensure pickup is quick with top-notch quality.
Whether it's for your business, branding, party favours, or just to add a personal touch to your space, then they can do it all. Visit TC Coolers on Facebook today and let's bring your vision to life.
Righto, time for another beer. So that's a good hack you're talking about with that...
and thanks.
In the air fryer.
Yep. So give it a go. I haven't actually tried it yet, but I'm sure it'll work. It was on Facebook, so.
Oh, it must work.
Hmm. Appa. I've already got one, so did already ya? Opened it.
Did ya?
Yeah, thanks for that, Tommy. And isn't it good that you can sort of, your mood could be down, you win a dirty old meat raffle.
Yeah.
Fucking boom, straight up.
Oh. You said your lamb chops went first.
Yeah, that's lamb chops, then the sausages.
Yep.
Sausages went for lunch, and then the steak. Actually, I cooked one steak up and then had the rest as...
There was no bacon on there, was it?
Stroganoff.
Was there bacon?
No, bacon.
How good's a good old mixed grill that you used to be able to get from the pubs?
That's not anymore, is it?
I don't know
the
where they...
The old counter meals.
Yeah, like they've gone off the menu a long time ago, but in a mixed grill you used to get steak, lamb chops, sausage, bacon.
Yep. All the good stuff on
there. Oh, fuck.
And then you can need beer after it to wash it
down. Oh, you'd smoke a few fucking better beers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Can't remember which one we're up to now. I think we played that one. Let's go.
How's it going, boys? It's been a hot minute. You got young Jacko here from Melbourne. How's it fucking going?
Oh, Jacko!
I thought I'd just ring up and tell you as a joke my old man used to tell me back in the day. Oh, I used to go to school with it and get in trouble flat out.
Yep.
So little Johnny, right? It's Friday afternoon. They're about to knock off school and the teacher gives them assignment. They've got to go home and come up with a three-syllable word to talk about on Monday morning. So the weekend goes by and they're all back in class and, you know, at the start of the day, and the teacher brings up the topic.
Yep.
She goes, now, who would like to go first and tell me their three-syllable word? Johnny puts his hand up straight away. He goes, me, miss, me. All right, Johnny, what is it? Contagious. The teacher stands there shocked. Oh, my gosh, Johnny, well done. Yes, contagious. Now, can you please put contagious into a sentence, Johnny? He goes, yes, I can. Miss, on the weekend, me and my dad went up to Griffith to see my uncle, and we seen a truck carrying oranges tipped on its side. And my dad goes, oh, my God. That's going to take that cunt ages to clean them up. Anyway, boys, hope you're having a fucking cracker. Stay out of yourselves and fucking enjoy the weather. She's getting warm. See you, boys.
Oh, thanks, Jacko. Fuck, it's getting warm, right, mate. I'm sitting here. Jacko. My balls are sweating right now.
Are they?
I've got sweaty balls.
I've actually got no undies on.
Me either.
Yeah, I took mine off before I came here. So.
Yeah. I'll have to have another shower tonight. Anyway, contagious.
Yeah, thanks for that, Jacko. So I know Jacko, and I know Jacko's old man actually too. So he's and I can actually believe that you fucking got Jacko in a lot of trouble.
Yeah,
for the shit that he took to fucking school.
How easy is it to remember the word or how to pronounce it, contagious?
Yeah, if you
when
remember that,
you remember that.
Yeah, contagious. Now I know it's actually got three syllables in it. So
contagious.
I've actually learned something.
Thanks, Jacko.
It's like an education
fucking
program.
Oh. Well done.
So Jacko's the one that he's into his fucking four-wheel driving, camping, fishing, shooting, and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And I've been reaching out to him to gonna take us down to Melbourne and go and do a bit of deer stalking.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Mm.
Stalking.
Yeah, it's not shooting because you may not fucking shoot any because
we
can stalk them all we want. But yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, he was actually. I've been wanting to do it for fucking years, and so we've been speaking on the
good
on the Facebook Messenger, and we'll head down and
fuck yeah.
Got to get a little bit fitter though, I think so, because he's a fair bit of walking apparently.
Oh, what, we can't use buggies or bikes?
No, not in this fucking country. She's steep, bruh.
What about chopper?
Oh, fucking chopper, 100%. Yeah,
do an Arnie out the side, take the doors off.
Fuck,
get
yeah,
into
you can.
Chopper.
Everybody. Well, that's how I don't need to get fit anymore. Right out. We'll be there next week then.
Fuck walking.
No, I actually like walking. I actually really enjoy walking chase, in that. Yeah, yeah, so it's the I really want to do it. So and it's a bit of a fitness thing that I'll sort of try to get up and start doing a few more things. And
talking about four-wheel driving, my son's got a Hilux and he fucking loves the old Hilux. It's my old Hilux. We took him to Double Island there a couple of weeks ago. Well, guess what came in the mail this week? A little picture.
Picture? So someone was sitting there taking photos of them, just like fucking, like a four-wheel drive enthusiast.
No.
No?
Fucking copper.
A copper.
Well, I didn't see him. There must be a fixed camera. It's on the beach.
Oh, so how was he? Was he devastated?
Fucking oath he was.
Yeah.
So he was doing 47 in a 40 zone on the fucking beach.
Oh, Kai, ring in for a fuck off.
Yeah, that's a fuck off.
That's a fuck off. 47 over.
On the beach.
Yeah.
So on the beach.
You take your accelerator foot off that fucking thing and that thing's
in the soft sand on the beach.
And it's a non-fucking aspirated fucking Toyota Hilux,
like it's a
isn't it?
Carby fucking. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's, yeah. But that took 47 minutes to get to that. Didn't it?
Fucking a joke. Like, if you back off, you've lost all momentum. You're fucked.
Yeah.
When you've got the speed, keep it going, bruz. But, you know, anyway, I get it. 40K an hour. You should be doing 40K. It's a reason why it's 40K. But that 40K section on Noosa North Shore, fuck me, that goes for like 30K. And when he got the photo taken, it was high tide. So we're up in the soft sand. So you've got to keep that momentum going. When the tide's out, 40K an hour, fuck, it feels like... I used to do 100 down that beach back in the 90s. There was no speed zone.
Yep.
Just fucking hungy, dollar, boom.
Hold it flat.
Yeah, just go. But now there's speed zones, and I get why there is speed zones. There's a lot of kids, a lot of fucking families. Yep, awesome. But doing 40K an hour on the beach when it's a highway, oh, fuck, it's painful. Yeah. And now the fuckers have put a fucking speed camera on the beach.
That's unheard of. 40s. You can fuck off.
47.
So anyone that's out there is a crackhead. Any speed cameras out there, they actually have like fucking like $700 worth of copper in them. So if you go and roll them,
Oh, well,
tip them over, take the copper out.
I know there's one on a beach somewhere. Won't say where, but fucking go for it.
Fuck.
Plenty of copper in it.
Yep.
Mm. Anyway, thanks, Jacko.
Thanks, mate. Cheers. Talk soon.
Absolutely.
Barney, Stiffy, Tommy Miles here, boys.
Hey, here he is.
Tommy.
Just calling on the back of your gratefulness chat sort of thing on the last episode.
Have we just played this one?
About a kind of a week.
Yeah, we've already played that.
Soz, my bad. Fuck, I need to skull after that, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
All right, that's a skull.
That's a sip.
Mm. Was it that one? Let's go this one.
How's it going, boys? Young Jacko here from Melbourne again.
Hey, Jacko. Hey, he's
just
back.
Quickly.
Double up.
I was in the Smoko sheds with the boys the other day, and I brought up on, got on the topic. I was talking about how you explained pineapple makes your cum taste better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they were all pretty gobsmacked about it. So anyway, the apprentice goes, nah, I'll give it a go when I get home. I'm like, fuck, righto. Let us know how you go. The next day he comes in and we go, how'd you go with the pineapple? He goes, yeah, well, I went and bought the pineapple juice, but I couldn't mix it. We're like, what do you mean? He goes, well, me cum just kept floating on the top. It was pretty fucking weird. But anyway, I don't think it's up my fucking alley. Cheers, fellas.
Oh.
Right, yeah. So,
yeah,
it's not a drink.
You just picture the apprentice, eh?
Yeah, just trying to mix his cum in.
Yeah, if you drink pineapple.
Be like a bit of a pineapple fucking, what are they, Kahlua? No. what's those fucking pineapple? Yeah, anyway.
Oh,
with the whipped cream in it.
Yeah, the pineapple one.
Yeah.
It's like a Midori. No.
And it's
spice.
It's
Midori
like,
spice?
Yeah, oh, something's very similar to that.
Yeah. Well, it's got a bit of froth on the top.
Yeah, so.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, no, it's not the right way of...
Wrong context altogether, bro.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, pull him up, Jack.
Yeah, I wonder if his name was Craig.
You reckon it was Craig?
No, out of the Craig hole. I don't know.
Pineapple juice, cum, mixed together.
I don't know.
Drink it.
Is there any names out there that you're just like, oh, that's got to be a fucking... That's got to be a fucking Scotto thing or a fucking Bretto thing.
Yeah, there's a couple of names that come to mind, but yeah, I'm not going to say them on here.
Aren't you?
No.
Righto.
No, I'm fucking, yeah, look, my ment.
You what?
Mantra? Mantra? Yeah, mantra. Is it mantra?
Monto?
No, mantra. What's mantra. Mantra?
Oh, your mantra.
Mantra is be kind.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not working for me. I have to work at it every day, but yeah, I'm trying.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, right. All right, here we go. This is where I think Bot's got a few more coming at us.
Hey, g'day, Stiffy and Barney. Bot from Bundy here.
Hey, mate.
How you going, lads?
Good,
thanks, Bot.
Hope you're cracking a couple of good ones.
Fuck yeah. Day for it.
Something funny happened the other morning you might like to hear. We were, myself and a mate, were climbing up one of the iconic Sunshine Coast Mountains. And
oh, yeah?
One of the things I love about it is, like, everyone's hurting and... But everyone's happy, and everyone you come across, you're like going, hey, yeah, g'day, mate, how's it going? Yeah, not too far to go yet, and all that sort of stuff, and have a good laugh. And Jim and I came across we were coming up, and these three guys were coming down. Same thing, it's like, hey, how you going, guys? Going all right? The three of them were quite serious, and one of them stepped aside, and he was gathering himself, and he made this statement. He said, have you heard of Jesus? Anyway, it knocked the wind out of me a bit. I was half like a windbroken mare anyway. But my mates just looked at him and said, yeah, my wife yells Jesus at me all the time. This poor bastard, he didn't know where to go after that and just shut his pie hole.
Ah,
baby Jesus.
Wouldn't that fucking take the wind out of your sail when someone's... when someone's just springs that on you?
Yeah, it would.
Just springs it on you.
He just said the whole baby. No, I don't get it often. So,
well, down the coast there on Saturday, we went down to Cavill Ave. You know, got on the scooters, the push bike, electric bikes, and then walking down Cavill Ave, I seen the people there again. I've seen them there a few times where they've got signs. It's all about Jesus Christ and he's coming back or whatever, and rah rah rah. You're just like, oh, what are they doing?
Is he coming back?
What's the headspace there? I don't know what's going on, eh?
I don't know. I've got nothing.
But to do it in a public place, it's just, I don't know. Just,
yeah, have you heard about baby Jesus?
Yeah.
We do say it a fair bit at work, so. Just when people come up to annoy you, just go, have you heard about Christ our Lord?
Is that the way to get rid of them?
Yeah, or ask them for $50.
Yeah, that too.
Just fucking, they never come back, so.
Those type of people are the same similar ones where when you go to voting and you fucking walk in, they throw the pamphlets at you. Yeah, they can fuck off.
They can fuck off. So I've already made my mind up before I fucking voted.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse is always fucking number one for me.
Dick pics. Drawing doodles and
no,
shit.
No, I reckon Pauline Hanson's got a bit of fucking, about the clown this year.
Yeah. Bring Pauline back.
Bring Pauline back.
Yeah. And old Ted Bundy from fucking up North Queensland.
Oh, yeah. I think that's what Australia needs again.
Fucking oath it does.
Yeah, just a bit of fucking tough love.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking oath.
Yeah. Anyone that doesn't agree with me, I've got the platform. You can fuck off. Keep that in this. I really don't give two fucks. I like Pauline. I like fucking... What'd you call him?
Uncle Ted. What's his fucking name?
Oh, no, the fucking straw. The hat.
Fucking. Oh, I've lost it. Yeah.
Catter.
Catter, Bob.
Bob.
Oh, Bobby.
Bob Catter.
Yeah, fucking vote one. Yeah. Bobby Catter. Yeah.
I've punched fucking cunts in the mouth for fucking.
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah.
Fucking oath. Yeah. We need to just get him in. We need to. I don't know, maybe in this whole podcast world, we need to get everyone on board and just go, you know what, get fucking spread the word.
Yeah.
Get Catter in, get Pauline.
Not that we're about fucking politics or religion, but...
No,
yeah.
But let's just turn the fucking thing upside down.
Let's fucking fix this.
Fucking oath. Let's put Pauline and Catter in there.
Have you ever thought about fucking running for politics or anything?
Fuck that. No.
What a good job, though.
Doing what?
I don't, nothing.
No.
Nothing.
No, but I'll tell you what, I'll put Scotty Bannon in there.
Yeah, no, he's actually doing good things. He's doing some good things. Yeah. So there are some good people in politics, but yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, one of them fucking may be fucking the clown out of McDonald's.
Oh.
It's fucking Pauline Hanson.
Yeah, yep.
Yep. I mean that in the most respectful way too.
Yeah. But get her on. Yeah, get her in there.
Yeah,
she tells her how it is.
We'll get Pinky to cook up some fish and chips.
I'm sure they can't make it any worse than it is.
No. Fuck.
Oh, hang on, that was the same one.
Lads, how you going? We're on a bad sheriff. Yeah, good things. Fucking Ping Batir just calling a joke for you.
Hot.
Wow. I heard it ages ago, but I can't fucking remember how it went. But it went something like this. I'll give it a go for you. So there was this gay couple, right? Two blokes, and one of them passed away, and the fella that's still alive's in the funeral place or whatever it is, and he's like, oh, right, so how you want to go about it? You want to cremate him or burial or what? And he goes, oh, no, we'll get him cremated. He's like, oh, yeah, right, hey, what are you going to do with his ashes? And he's like, oh, I'll put them in a curry. And he looked at him a bit fucking weird, and he's like, oh, why is that? And he goes, oh, I just want to feel him leak out my ass one more time. Right, fucking see ya.
Oh, you did. Pinky.
I fucking didn't see that coming at all. Yeah. That's fucking hit me fucking hard.
Fuck, put him in a hot curry and make him leak out your ass again.
So that's a shout out to Brizey there, mate. Have you actually had that same question often? Maybe we need to put that on the Dead Ass Podcast page.
Yeah, as one of those questions.
Has this happened, yeah.
Yeah, has this happened?
For rigor or call.
Yeah, we'll do it after this episode. Yeah. Put it on there.
Yeah. Oh, hi, my name's Jeff.
My name's Jeff. Thanks, Pinky.
Yeah, thanks, Oi, Pinky.
Did you see his cook up this week?
Another one on the heat pump.
Yeah, holy.
Mate, he's getting good in there.
Absolutely.
So there's actually...
Put it on the salad. Fuck, it looked amazing. Mate,
crazy in them.
Oh.
Man can cook.
Absolutely.
He's our cook, though.
Yeah, he's the lad's fucking...
He's ours. So I've actually had another message, and it's from one of the call-ins today, Jacko.
Yeah.
So Jacko also drives a fucking operator digger. Sorry, can't drive these things. You can call them operators.
Operators, yep.
Fucking operator.
Yep.
Number two in the world.
Yep.
anyway, so Jacko is going to do a trout up on one.
Is he?
Yeah, he's going to cook a trout up. So
he's going to do a trout.
Yeah, so he fucking loves his trout fishing and shit.
Oh,
so,
yeah?
So he's going to do a little trout up for us.
Fuck yeah, right.
So there it is, Jacko.
Jacko, you make it happen.
Make it happen. He's fucking, you've been named.
Yeah, and we don't just want to see the last bit.
Yeah, I
want
to see the prep
on it.
You've got to see
the prep work, like what Pinky does. Yeah. Put the prep into it. Yeah. Put a bit of fucking bling on it and see how you go cooking on a cat cooker or whatever cooker you got.
Fucking
a
get a Tashi
cooker or Do you know what he operates?
Yeah, I think it's a digger.
Yeah. You don't know the brand.
Nah, no. I'd say it'd be a cat.
A cat.
Cat are the best, aren't they?
Oh, well, in my world they are, but Pinky's fucking... Yeah, anyway.
He's not here at the moment, so we can say whatever we want.
Mm. Right, I think this is the second last one, and the last one I've got to go find, but this is the second last one.
Botty. G'day, Stiffy and Barney.
Hey, Bot.
Bot from Bundy here again.
Hey, fuck yeah, keep him coming, Bot.
Some of you would know that I do a fair bit of travel, so I spend a bit of time in motel rooms, about 100 nights a year or something like that. And,
right.
And you know, you spend a lot of time on your own, so it sort of leads you into a few other probably habits, which I won't even go into too much about. Yeah. But one of the fun things I've found in recent times is people who have stayed in the room previously, and normally you don't like to think about who was in the room last time, but when you turn on the TV, often they've logged in with their Netflix account, and this just gives me an enormous amount of joy. Because you now have the key to fuck their algorithm. So what you do is you get on there and you start searching all sorts of weird stuff like, I don't know, crocheted toilet seats, goat porn. I've never looked up anything to do with wheelchair racing in NASCAR, Stiffy. Just an idea. That might have been what happened to you.
Yeah.
But it is a bit of fun. Get into it.
Oh,
I've done it.
Have you?
Yeah, so at Torben Lee where we got there to camp, so because we had changed rooms around, but people don't log out. So I don't fuck with their algorithm. I just fuck with their episodes. So I go to their recently watched and then fast forward like fucking 3 or 4 episodes.
Yep.
Or fucking delete a couple or, yeah.
Well, that's what you need to do now is fuck their algorithm and put something really...
Really bad.
Really bad.
Actually, I've been watching something that's really bad and I actually couldn't watch the end of it. I had to stop. I had turned off.
Oh, what was it?
Monster. Ed Gearan.
I've heard about this. I need to start. I need to watch. I've heard it on a lot of other potties. They've good, bad.
Fuck me.
He's twisted, isn't he?
Mate, something went fucking wrong in that man's life.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but fuck, mate, it was must have been horrific.
All right, so Carmen, you're listening. We need to watch this. What is it again?
I've actually got monster. Goosebumps. Yeah. Yeah, like fucking it is. It's horrific. So it's based on a true story.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it's messed up. So you turn it off.
I just couldn't watch the last. So I think it was up to episode fucking 8 or so.
Yeah.
Got through it. But just at the end of it, just went, oh, no, I'm fucking done.
Tapping out.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, I've heard fucking, Yeah,
she was...
it's full on.
Whether I can get back into it again or not, I don't know. I don't know how many episodes it is.
You've just got to get it done. Just fucking get it done so it's behind you, not still in your system. I think you need to commit and do it.
Yeah.
So how many more episodes you got to go? If it's been 8.
But let me tell you, Stiffy.
All right.
So we'll go to Netflix. So you can press pause if you want. Or
I will, because I got to find another thingy. Yeah, right. So you found it. So it was like...
Yeah, so I found it. So I'm actually up to episode 7 and there's only 8 episodes in it. So and I'm like 3/4 of the way through 7. So I'm going to have to man up and actually do it.
Yeah, finish it. Because you're going to have to. I'll do it.
Just fucking...
I need a rainy day where I just punch them all. Is there only like an hour each?
Yeah, it'd be roughly that. So yeah, I think that's roughly 46 minutes or so.
Good.
So
righto.
Because I've been doing night shift and that, so it's sort of been a bit of time to fucking sit down. And
yeah, right.
I could be doing other things, but yeah.
You've been watching. Yeah. Fucking all right, so that's one I've got to put on the tables today.
And so the main actor in it is actually the bloke out of Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah?
Jax.
Yeah.
So have you watched Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah, no, not a lot of it, no. Not all of it.
Yeah, so just completely different fucking role from what he's done. So.
Yeah, right.
And obviously all those tattoos weren't fake. They were fake, so because he still doesn't have them.
Well, that's something I want to get into just because it's the talk of the town at the moment. So.
Is it?
Yeah.
So you've been watching anything? No?
No, I haven't been watching anything.
Nothing.
How did we get into this chat? Oh, the Netflix thing. Yeah, I want to watch that. Yeah, so, but fucking someone's algorithm on Netflix, you could, it depends who it is. If it's been a bloke in your room before you and like then he's going to go home and watch something or it's been a chick, so you'd have to fuck with, depends on who it is.
I would really be interested, if there's any tech heads out there, how do you actually change your algorithm?
On Netflix?
Yeah, on anything, like on your Facebook, on your marketplace, because there's all algorithms for everything. So yeah. You can't, like, how do you actually change it? So, like,
well, with
you,
like,
can you just fucking, like, TikTok,
reset? As soon as you watch something for more than 3 seconds, that your algorithm's going right. You like that, do you? I'm going to start feeding you that.
Yeah, give it to you.
But that's just by watching something, but typing stuff in, I guess there's a difference. I don't know.
So I've also, speaking of algorithms, we'll finish that last one off in a second.
Yeah.
There's one that's come up on me now. So obviously I've given you the Russians.
Oh, yeah, you have.
I've gifted you the Russians.
You've gifted me something else.
Have I?
Well, you said watch this. Yeah.
And you actually watched them.
I watched it. And then
did it change your algorithm?
I haven't received anything yet.
You haven't? No. Didn't you receive it?
You sent me two things and I've watched both.
Yeah, the singing one.
Oh, whatever it was. Yeah, but it hasn't changed my algorithm.
It hasn't.
No.
Well, it's going to, because this is the next big thing. These are the next Russians.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Right.
I've got one here for you. I'll send it to you. So we'll play that next one and then I'll give it to you after that.
Okay. Right. Well, I knew you were up to something, but it hasn't changed. Yeah. It hasn't changed my algorithm yet.
Yep.
All right, last one. Here we go.
It's Paul here from Cookies Fresh Seafood. I want to tell you sad story. And there's no sadder story than the story of a loaf of bread. It's a story about a bunch of grains that could have been a beer. Let that slap your locker
Oh, yes.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay.
It's wasted.
Yeah.
But those grains could all be marching off together. Yeah, we're going to be beer. We're going to be beer. And next they come back, we're queer. I mean, we're bread.
Oh, okay. So if you were a grain.
Imagine that. Like, it'd be like fucking semen, I suppose. Like getting shot up the ass of a man going, yeah, we're on a fucking mission here, boys. And fucking neck minute.
Or you find shit.
Neck minute. It's fucking, yeah, nah. We're in a colon. Not even a wood. Not even in the womb.
Oh, fuck.
Is that the last one?
That's the last one.
Paul, you fucking got yourself a hat and some fucking stickers because, yeah, that was fucking gold. I fucking like it.
You like that
wasted.
One?
Wasted. Wasted fucking on bread and fucking could have been a beer.
Could have been a beer.
I could have been anything, but now I'm a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
It's nearly like a bit of motivation, isn't it?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well done. So anyway, there you go, Paul.
Yeah. So Paul, send us in your address and stuff, and we'll send you off where. Yeah,
I'll get that sorted with you.
I could have been anything. We'll make you a stubby cooler up, and there was mate. It was a very hard one to choose because up to that moment I was sort of fucking the draft.
Yeah, that was a good chat.
The draft, yeah. So, but yeah, unfortunately, so keep on trying, and Paul, send us in your details, mate. We'll send you off a hat and some fucking stickers and a
fuck yeah
stubby cooler.
That's good. Well, that's our episode done. Before we leave, though, 90. That's like 94, man. We're getting close to 100.
We are.
We're not going to let any too many cats out of the bag, but we're going to do something cool for 100. And we've also got, just so everyone knows, we've got another vlog coming up. We haven't done it yet. But it's the clay shooting vlog.
Mm. Have we put a date on that yet?
Yeah, 15th.
Yep.
Of November. So it's only like two.
That's not long.
It's like 3 weekends away or something. But anyway.
It's another 3 lessons for me that I've got.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've been going getting lessons.
Yeah, right.
Every afternoon.
I haven't done nothing. And I'll still fucking. Anyway, the deal is if Barney beats me in a certain competition, I'm getting my nipples pierced.
Both of them. And has to leave them in 3 months.
There's no. Yeah. There was no date on it.
Well, no, it is now. It's evolving. No, it's like not. It's like a snowball that's rolling down the hill.
I'll determine how long they stay in for.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to keep them, are
you? I'll keep them in for more than 24 hours just for your sake.
No. It has to be more than. Yep.
There's no time on it.
Has to be a minimum.
There's no time on it.
2 weeks.
It's just I'll take them out when I want to get rid of them.
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
I'm not agreeing to that, but at least that's better than fucking 3 months.
You heard it here first, mate. It's 2 weeks. It's going to happen.
Hey, it might not even happen. I might win. And then there's no nipple piercing.
Doubt it.
Because if you lose, if you lose, there's nothing going on for
you. Actually, can I substitute someone out for me or not?
To shoot?
Yeah.
No, No.
Why not?
Then I'll get Neil fucking Diamond on and he'll fucking shoot for me.
How do you know Neil Diamond can shoot?
He's a fucking Aussie shooter from the Olympics.
Neil Diamond?
Yeah.
I'm getting that fucking crazy Russian dude that fucking sits there with his...
Oh, yeah.
And fucking no assistance whatsoever. Yeah, so that's my fucking goat.
Neil Diamond? No, it's Neil Diamond. No, Diamond. Neil Diamond. He's the singer, isn't he?
I'm a well-hung plowboy.
I'm not getting Neil Diamond on. Well, the guy, his last name's Diamond.
Yeah, whatever.
Simon or fucking Chris or fucking whatever. Nah, I'm shooting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're shooting too.
Yeah, fucking oath. It's going to be good.
Fucking oath it is. So what are you up to? What's so we got?
Mate, this weekend I'm going to go for a ride. I'm going to go to Noosa. I'm going to fucking drag my sorry ass out of the fucking lounge chair and stop feeling fucking sad.
Yeah, go for a ride. Yep.
And go for a ride. So, and with the wife now too, which is good. And Tommy.
Righto. So we'll put some stuff on the lads' stuff on their socials. We'll do some socials around that. That's the go. Anyone that wants to ring in, fuck, how do they do it, Barney?
Mate, send in get a voice recording on your Nokia 3610, send it into the ladspotty at gmail.com and Stiffy will fucking put it on. Might be a couple of weeks before you hear it, but yeah, you'll if it's good and you make me fucking cry.
The more callers we have, the more fucking time we the sooner we'll do it.
Yep, 100%. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So it's going well. All of our other socials are going well. We've got the TikTok, we've got Instagram, we've got the Facebook. There's also a private Facebook group called the Lads Podcast group on Facebook. That's getting bigger and bigger. I think there's like 300 members in there now. Just anyone can join. Get amongst it, and you can post anything in there to get the group chat happening. And if you put something in there.
Oh, actually, sorry. I forgot about these.
Did you?
Yeah, sorry. There's a couple more, actually. I've got a couple more.
Call-ins?
Yeah, well, it's sort of not call-ins, but the people messaging you out to put shit on there. So I'm going to go to my messengers here. This is from Brett.
Yeah.
Let me go into here. Oh, have you got a word of the day?
Oh, yeah.
You did, didn't you?
We haven't done
anyway,
that.
Anyway, so there's a couple here. So Brett's actually got a joke too, so.
Have you got a joke or are you just doing
I've
my...
got a joke as well.
Have you?
Yep.
Oh, well, hang on a sec. We're going to have to... Why haven't I got things organised for that?
Joke of the day, joke of the day, it's a party animal, joke of the day, woo!
Rightio, this one's from Brett. So, joke of the day, how do you describe an electrician? Electricians were born by C-sections because they were from birth, they were trying to avoid hard labour.
Brett, you should call these in, Brett. They'd sound better from Brett.
Yeah, would have done. So where do you take someone if they've been involved in a peekaboo incident?
Where do you take someone?
Yeah, the old peekaboo, you know, the peekaboo.
I've no idea.
Like you've had an incident in peekaboo, where do you take them?
Oh, I don't know.
You take them to the ICU.
Oh, fuck off.
Fucking give me a hat. Give me a hat and some stickers. Oh, I deserve that one.
Did ya?
That's fucking good.
All right, here we go. Word of the week, word of the week, PBS Kids, word of the week. I'm just going to smack through these. You've got a word of the week as well, bruh.
Yeah, I do, mate. You go first.
Okay, well, this word of the week. Now, with word of the week, so I've just got to go to my fucking, the right area in my phone. Here we go. Now, when I say this word, oh, it's actually two words.
Yep.
I want you to say, or what? Immediately comes to your mind. Mm-hmm.
Go, give it to me.
Dirty Smurf.
Dirty Smurf.
Dirty Smurf.
It's got something to do with farting. Dirty Smurf. Oh, yeah. I've got farting. That's all I've got.
Okay. It's the act of heftily packing your significant other's anus with blueberries. And proceeding to fuck her until your cock turns blue. You have a look at the photo.
Of these photos?
It's not a bad photo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dirty Smurf. So shoving up blueberries up her ass.
Yep.
And then pound town.
I was fucking close.
Pound town. Making your old fella.
Blue.
Look like.
Yeah, like Papa Smurf's
look like a Smurf. Yeah. Dirty Smurf. Now, that's something that. Maybe some of our listeners want to try. I'm not going to try it, but that's something that people might be into.
So what was it with this Smurfs where there was all those blokes and just the one chilla there?
I know. Only one.
Why?
Let's not go there.
Why not?
I don't know. It's a kiddie. I don't know.
There's Is it a kiddie thing or not?
Well, it's a kiddie cartoon, so let's not destroy it.
Yeah, well, kids fucking put your hands over their ears. But yeah.
If anyone's done Dirty Smurf...
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know.
Right, yeah. So my word of the week has also been sent in by Brett as well. So it's called Knobsticle. Give it to me. What do you reckon?
Knobsticle. Okay, so that's something that you do with your cock. So that's going to be you get your cock out and, I don't know, you run around the room tapping stuff.
No. So you've obviously went for the dirty fucking option.
Well, aren't they all dirty?
No, this one's not.
Oh.
So an obstacle, a person who worsens the situation by getting in the way by arrogance or unhelpful behaviour. A knobsticle.
Yeah, okay. So you're a fucking like knob.
A stickle.
Yep. An obstacle. Well, I went dirty.
You do. Well, so that's normally your fucking, your go-to.
Well, word of the week is normally a dirty
word. Yeah. So, Brett, so next one we want a fucking dirty word of the week. And actually, send them in. Send them in. My voice recording.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your voice is way better than mine.
It makes everyone appreciate.
And I've got speech impediments.
You've got speech impediments. Mm. All right. One more thing I want to bring up. Okay. Now that it's at the back end of October.
Sober October.
Next month is November, which Movember comes out. So don't miss a minute of Movember. Anyone that wants to get into the Movember and start growing a mo, it begins on the 1st of November. Take on mental health, suicide, prostate cancer, and testicular cancer. Stop men dying too young. Raise funds, saves lives, Movember. So I won't be doing it this year, but I'll certainly be donating to a Movember cause. Yep. So any of our listeners out there that is going to be doing Movember, give me a call in, because the first person to call in to say they're doing Movember, I'm going to donate to them.
Yep.
To their cause.
Done.
Okay, done. And also we're also getting on the bandwagon with Get Yourself Checked.
Yep,
in November. So we're going to go get ourselves checked. We're going to get a blood test done. And we'll post something up around that as well.
Yep.
So that's the goods. I've got a bit of motivation as well before we head off this evening.
No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to tell you to apply for that job that you've always dreamt about. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you. You're always going to need to push yourself.
How true.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone out there that wants to...
rings home pretty well at the moment too.
Yeah, exactly. Change your life. It's not going to change. What's that whole saying of... if you do the same thing every day and day, you're going to get the same outcome.
Yeah, so that's the what's the definition of insanity?
Insanity.
Yeah,
exactly.
Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome.
Correct.
And ain't nobody coming to save you. You're going to have to do this yourself. And I need to start fucking listening to myself, actually, because
take some of your own medicine.
Definitely in the hole at the moment. So whether it's just been the sickness or
And that's one point. When you are sick and crook or injured, and I've had both those over the last 2 weeks, and it has not limited me, but I'm not feeling the best as well. Yep. So it's like, well, I've got to change that. I've got to do something about that. So I'm, I will change as well. But it's, that's right. You want to change something, you want to do something in life, you've got to chase it. You've got to get after it. Yep. You've got to want to do it. And if you want to do it,
it's not going to be gifted to you.
Take that first step.
It's not going to be fucking handed to you like a meat platter.
Sometimes the hardest step is the first step.
Yep.
So just go get it, bruz.
Right out.
And that's the go. So that's me all done, mate. So
That's me too, mate.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's you done. I've got to make sure I've got the right button to press, because otherwise we won't be able to get out of here. All right. Well, I'm the fucking stiff man. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
See you, bye. Come on, let's go.